You can't always be a leading lady. Lauren Bacall. As positive as the 1940s were for Lauren Bacall, the 1950s were the opposite. She was still just in her late 20s, yet she now found herself unable to get any meaningful roles. Unlike other stars, Lauren was also unyielding and refused to appear in any films she deemed unworthy. Consequently, there was a sharp decrease in productivity during the early 1950s, and she did not appear in a single film from 1951 to 1953. During this period, a second child, Leslie Bogart, was born, and Bacall's acting hiatus gave her the opportunity to spend more time with her children. In 1951 and 1952, Bacall and Bogart starred together in Bold Venture, a radio series syndicated by Santana Productions, Bogart's own production company. The show cast Bogart as a seaman with Bacall his sidekick. The show was a refreshing new venture for Lauren, yet for the most part, she spent the early 1950s serving as a high-profile spouse to her famous husband. Still, being the famous wife of Humphrey Bogart was not always easygoing, especially when Bacall joined her husband in Africa for the shooting of The African Queen, 1951, John Huston's famous film shot on location along the African Congo. A number of people fell ill while on location, most notably Katharine Hepburn. It was not until How to Marry a Millionaire that Bacall returned to the movies. The massive blockbuster production teamed Lauren up with Marilyn Monroe, who was still very young and had yet to acquire the popularity she would later receive, and Betty Grable. The three famous actresses played gold diggers who shared a rented apartment, living together with the full intention of finding a wealthy suitor.